section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Aaron Hughes, and I'm joined by my co-host, Andrew Hughes, because he has tonsillitis. And so he will not be joining us this week, so it'll just be a solo episode this week, but hopefully he will be back for next week's episode. So let's go ahead and get the ball rolling, and let's start off with some recent news. PWTorch.com was reporting that Gregory Helms' January arrest for public intoxication was pretty much the straw that broke the camel's back. Apparently in WWE, he was on thin ice and management was looking for a reason to fire him. He had developed a reputation for being a party guy, and on several occasions he actually blogged and tweeted about his drinking. And apparently the second straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, was he was drinking with TNA's Christopher Daniels, and Daniels was later arrested on DUI charges not far from Helms' North Carolina home. So it's kind of interesting that it almost seems, while they probably wanted to get rid of him anyway, it seems that the thing that really, why he got on their radar was actually because of Christopher Daniels, was because of somebody else in the business. So this is just kind of a very interesting thing to report that we saw. Something else that came out this week was WWE has banned chair shots to the head. Apparently, they are. It's a part of their wellness policy is that they don't want to have people with concussions, and so they've banned chair shots now too, among the other things that they've gone and banned. Also, they've started drug testing at Raw and SmackDown this week. They've started having really big drug tests going on, and they're actually talking about kicking people off of WrestleMania for this. So this is kind of interesting to see that this is happening, because this is kind of a big deal. I mean, I don't know if they would pull anyone big out of WrestleMania, but they could find a reason to take people maybe out of the Money in the Bank ladder match. Other news that's going on is that Shawn Michaels is, this is a rumor, but he's reportedly retiring after WrestleMania, and there's been really close friends to him said that his contract is expiring soon, and he wants this to be it. So so I guess with that being said, expect him to lose to Undertaker. Another important news brief is that Jim Ross is actually going to be doing play-by-play at WrestleMania. At least that's what they're saying. So it's kind of interesting that he's going to be back just for that, since he hasn't been on TV for, I think it's been close to a year now. So there's that. And then also, pretty big story is that TNA's ratings have actually fallen from last week and WWE's have gone up, which is fairly interesting. It's either TNA fans are going back to WWE, or the other option too is that people who were watching were actually thinking that WWE was a superior product. That's something else, and it's something that we can discuss a little more in depth once Andy gets back. So let's go ahead and go straight into Raw. With Raw, we had the start of the show. We had Stone Cold being Stone Cold. And by that, we mean Stone Cold came out. He was drinking beer. He was cursing. He was going out there being himself. And the thing that I found so funny about this was that they had to bleep him saying ass. It's not that big of a deal. And, he could get away with saying it the one or two times that he said it. If anything else, have the TVPG L, that you're not going to really deter people from that. Do people really pay that much attention to it? Probably not. I don't think that they do. But anyway, though, it was very, very nice to see him back. We saw him at, last year at the Hall of Fame ceremony. But other than that, we hadn't seen him for a long time, so it was pretty nice. The other big thing on Raw that they had were WrestleMania Rewind matches. You had Big Show over Cena, HBK over Jericho, and Triple H over Orton. Now, the issue I did have with these matches were that all of them ended in controversy. You did not have one match go where it was just because the person was better than the other person. You know, Batista came out, of course, and distracted Cena, and so Big Show got a win. Jericho decided to go out and be counted out instead of wrestled HBK. That didn't do a whole lot, you know? And then you had Triple H. Apparently, he got a win over Orton because Legacy came out and hit Triple H first and then hit Orton. So Triple H got a win over Orton, but it was, you know, basically it would be a double DQ through interference. So it was, I don't know, I was kind of disappointed by it personally. I don't know what you guys think, but I definitely would love to hear, because I really think that, you know, a match, for example, like with HBK and Jericho, you know, you could have Jericho win cleanly. You could. And then you have HBK on SmackDown come in and super kick Jericho and do it to get his heat back. You know, it's not hard to do. You know, it really isn't. But needless to say, I was a little disappointed with it. But they were good matches. You know, I mean, all six people put on great matches. So I was very happy with that. And then at the end of Raw, you had Bret Hart and McMahon sign their contract. And then Bret Hart said, by the way, just to let you know, I've been faking the injury the entire time. And all of this has been this big old setup just so we could get a match together. Which, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I was really disappointed in that. It did nothing for me. It really didn't. And I actually want to see this match. I really do. But I just, kind of a weak setup, I think. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, for grade-wise, I would have to give this a B-. You know, I mean, it was a good show. You know, it was a very good show and a step up from last week. But it wasn't that good. It could have been a lot better, you know, needless to say. So, speaking of HBK and Jericho, let's go ahead and move on to SmackDown. Start of the show, you have Mysterio and CM Punk feuding. The one thing I don't like about this feud is I don't like them getting their family involved, or getting Rey Mysterio's family involved. I really don't like it. It doesn't help the feud along, I really don't think. You know, you have CM Punk go, and you have him call Mysterio names, you have him really get in his head, but do you really have to have his family there? No, you really don't. It doesn't help the feud along. So that I really didn't like. I think that their match at WrestleMania is going to be amazing. I really do. I think that that may give maybe the other reason to get it other than the Money in the Bank ladder match. So that I am looking forward to. Other than that, you had Jericho and Edge with their feud. I really think that they have not done a very good job with Edge's return. I think they could have done a much better job if they wanted to. But the problem is, you know, you have Edge just, you know, saying spear, 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 spear the entire time. And it doesn't help. It really doesn't. It's kind of lame in a way. You know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what anyone else thinks, but I'm kind of disappointed with it. I really am. I think that their feud should be something that could go on for a very long time because they're both very great wrestlers. They're great entertainers too. And they both play their roles very well. Edge and Jericho can both be heels or faces, and they both can do both of them very well. That's why I'm very disappointed with this. I really am. So, and then after that, you know, you had HBK and Taker. And, you know, something that I kind of wanted to kind of press upon people is that, you know, HBK is supposed to be on Raw, and now he's got to be pulling double duty and be on SmackDown, and Undertaker's got to do the exact same thing. It really makes me wonder if this brand extension by having people on one brand and, you know, certain people on another brand, does it even matter? You know, I mean, you're going to see him on every show anyway. What's the point? You know, so, but SmackDown this week, which, to be honest, I actually prefer SmackDown over Raw normally, but SmackDown this week, I mean, grade-wise, I'd have to give it a D. You know, it has not been a good show the past 2-3 weeks. It really hasn't. And they have great wrestlers on there. They have amazing talent that they really need to, you know, put forth. So, but speaking of putting forth amazing talent, there's always NXT. And to start off the show, we had CM Punk and his rookie take on Matt Hardy and his rookie. And it was actually a really good bout. It was a very good wrestling match. I really liked it. The only weird thing was, though, after the match, you had CM Punk attack his rookie. Now, after this happened, it wasn't one of those, oh my god, like he turned heel type deal. He was already heel, you know, and his rookie was a tweener slash face. So it was like, this didn't, you know, get me intrigued. It didn't make me go, oh my god. It was just, eh, who cares, you know? Like, what are they going to do next week? Probably something stupid. It wasn't a surprise, you know? So I was disappointed in that. The other thing I was disappointed too was Daniel Bryan versus the Great Khali. You know, I mean, Great Khali hasn't done any programs recently, and so they probably just they contacted him and said, hey, you know what? We are going to have you do a squash against Daniel Bryan. And that's that. I don't think that it was worthwhile to even have him there. You know, I mean, you could have Daniel Bryan go up against other wrestlers who might be worth something. You know, I mean, you could have him go up against somebody that they could showcase off their styles and it would look good. So, I don't know. I was disappointed by that. And, I mean, their main event, it was, you know, you had, you didn't have that great of matches, you know. And their main event, once again, was just, you know, 4 or 5 minutes long. It just was not worthwhile. And I think that NXT really needs some help. I really do. So, but all in all, I'll have to give it a D+. You know, I mean, it was better than SmackDown, that's for sure. That's why I had to give it a plus. But, you know, I really think that they could do something, and I don't think that they're doing it. So that's just my opinion on the matter. Now, we do need to go ahead and get a word in from our sponsors. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names for as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, enter the code POD149 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. Get a piece of your internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details. Let's go ahead and talk about TNA. Now, TNA this week was taped against Raw, which, of course, was live. So it was kind of a hard sell because with TNA, you could just go online, read the results. And the big thing was WWE could do the same. So they could go and they could have certain segments up against other segments, which would make fans be like, oh, you know what? Here we have Stone Cold. Well, I'm going to watch Stone Cold instead. So it was kind of a challenge for TNA. And, you know, in particular, you did have AJ Styles and Hardy. You know, they were on the mics talking smack on each other and everything. You had that to start off with, which, I mean, you know, it was interesting. I think that Styles, he is a really great heel and a really great face. It doesn't matter what he plays, he just does it very well. I think the addition of Ric Flair with AJ Styles is, it was just very, very smart on TNA's part because Ric Flair, I think, brings out AJ Styles. I think he brings out the best in him. I really do, entertainment-wise. So that was really nice. However, though, you go into tag team matches like Team 3D versus Nasty Boys, and it doesn't make me want to watch it. It really doesn't. You know, the Dudley Boys are Hall of Fame tag team. They really are. And in particular, if you look at tag teams as a main event, middle card, or jobber, Team 3D is main event material. Now, the Nasty Boys, who are Hogan's friends, they are mid-card to lower mid-card material. They're know-nothings. They really are. And I just don't like this feud going on. I really don't. And you could get a feud with Team 3D and, like, let's say Beer Money going on. You could add a whole lot of different people going up against Team 3D, but instead you just have the Nasty Boys, which, I don't know. I mean, it's a know-nothing feud. It doesn't go anywhere. And at the end of the day, who are the Nasty Boys going to feud with next? They don't have anybody. They really don't. So so that, you know, it didn't really make me want to stay with TNA. Now, after that, we had the Pope. Now, the Pope is kind of an interesting character. Elijah Burke was the ECW World Heavyweight Champion. But he was released, and he's gone since the TNA, and he's had this Pope gimmick. To be honest, I didn't care for him as Elijah Burke, But this gimmick as the Pope is actually pretty cool. It's very interesting. It's very unique. And I think he has a unique look to him. And even his wrestling, I think, has gotten a little better. I really do. So the question I wanted to pose to Andy was if he was ready for the main event. Now, I don't know what he thinks. Me, personally, I think they kind of bumped him up too fast, you know? Kind of like in the with, like, Sheamus, you know, they bump him up too fast. Now, I don't know if he'll get the title or not. Probably not. But it's just, it's weird to see him just get this big bump when there's other people that I think that deserve it, you know? I mean, even though I spoke about Christopher Daniels getting the DUI, and he's probably in the doghouse with TNA management, still, he is probably the most underrated wrestler at TNA. He deserves to be the world heavyweight champion. You know, him and AJ Styles should have a feud or a tag team going, you know? And it's just, I don't know. It makes me wonder if Pope is good enough or if they're doing the right thing by having him in the main event. So after that, though, we had the Sting RVD feud going on. And something I was thinking about with them is that, you know, this is a feud that if it was done mediocre, if it was done very mediocrely, it would still be a good feud. Plain and simple, because, you know, Sting is an icon. Plain and simple, he is an icon. And RVD is a great wrestler. You know, he's a spot king. He really is. They've done this feud piss poor. I mean, it's been horrible. And so because of that, the feud isn't going to do a whole lot. You know, you have Sting come out and just beat the crap out of RVD for, you know, 10 minutes. Doesn't help out. RVD doesn't get his heat back, you know? And then this week you have RVD attack Sting. I don't know. I would much rather see them in tag team matches, you know, or in triple threat matches, or just, you know, on the mic talking smack on each other. You know, having them attack each other for, you know, attack the other one for 10 minutes doesn't help the feud out, I don't think, you know? But then again, I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe you guys like it. I don't know. However, though, one of the feuds I do like is Motor City Machine Guns versus Generation Me. Motor City Machine Guns, you know, I spoke that Team 3D was the best, you know, they're main event tag team champions. Motor City Machine Guns are amazing. They take it to a whole new level. Yeah, they're part of the X Division, which, you know, that's to be expected, but they work so well as a tag team. It seems like they know what the other person's thinking. And, of course, they probably do talk before matches about, you know, hey, we're going to do this spot, we're going to do this spot. But they just – it seems more than that. It really does. So, you know, their feud that they have going on is really cool. And, you know, the X Division brawl they had after they were feuding was really cool too. I really enjoyed it. You know, it shows that the X Division is something to pay attention to. You know, it really is. So – now, after that, the main event, Hardy versus Styles. Now, this is a match that should happen every single week. You know, these two are just – they're world-class wrestlers. They really are. And, you know, AJ Styles, he may not have the size, you know, and maybe he doesn't have quite a special look to him. But, man, he makes everything look good. He makes everything look good. And so, you know, AJ Styles, I mean, you know, hats off to him. I hope that they keep him in the main event for a very long time. Maybe not as champion, but at least in some capacity, you know, because he just – I think he is the company. I think that he is the face of the company. You know, Kurt Angle is great. Samoa Joe is another great wrestler. But I think AJ Styles – when I think TNA, I think AJ. You know, I mean, I do. So I really hope that they do keep him on, you know, in the main event. But all in all, I mean, you know, the show this week, I got to give it a C+. You know, it wasn't that great. And compared to last week, there weren't quite the shockers, you know. And I try not to read the spoilers, at least not in depth. You know, I did more of the non-spoiler matches, you know, what they were having next week. So, I don't know. I didn't care for it that much. So, with that being said, though, we might as well go into the WWE versus TNA segment. You know, start of the show. We have Stone Cold on WWE, and then you had AJ Styles and Hardy talking. You know, what are you going to watch? You're going to probably watch Stone Cold. Middle segments, you had the women's match on WWE versus Kurt Angle and Pope taking on Desmond Wolfe and Ken Anderson in a tag team match. And, you know, what are you going to watch? You're going to watch Kurt Angle and Pope. You know, I mean, plain and simple. It was a good match. It was, you know, very interesting, very intriguing. I enjoyed it. You know, I thought it showcased all four wrestlers in positive lights. I really did. Now, after that, we had Jericho and Shawn Michaels, and then you had on TNA, you had Hogan and Sting, you know, doing their talking and whatnot. And I don't know. I mean, Jericho and Shawn Michaels, I mean, they're world-class wrestlers, so that's who I would watch. And then you also had Triple H and Randy Orton wrestling, and then on TNA you had Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. Pretty much no-brainer again. You know, I mean, do you really want to watch a alcoholic versus a gray-haired, you know, has-been? I mean, what are you going to watch? So, and then for main event, you had Bret Hart and, you know, Vince McMahon doing their contract signing. And then you had Jeff Hardy versus AJ Styles. Now, a lot of wrestling fans are probably going to watch Bret Hart. You know, they probably are. But the thing is, though, if they're real wrestling fans, if they want to see a great wrestling match, you're going to watch Jeff Hardy, AJ Styles, you know? So, I mean, this week's winner, you know, when you put all those segments together, I got to give it to WWE. You know, I think that they had a better show this week, but I think that they were going up against a weakened TNA. It'll be interesting to see what happens next week when TNA is live again versus a live WWE. So, and especially coming off the heels of a TNA pay-per-view and going in to WrestleMania 26. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next week. Now, as for a topic for this week, you know, I don't really have a real one. So kind of what I wanted to talk about was, you know, WWE having too many shows, or, you know, having too many wrestling shows, you know, on television these days. You know, WWE makes up 6 hours of wrestling a week. Now, if you add in pay-per-views, you know, you're talking 9 hours any given week then. And it really begs the question, is that too much wrestling? You know, when you do watch wrestling, when you see a ladder match, it's a big deal because they don't have ladder matches every single week. You know, normally it's a, you know, last straw type deal. You know, you see it maybe once every few months, you know, nowadays. But even back then, you know, back in the day, you only saw it maybe once or twice a year, which made it that much, it made it more special, you know? And so it kind of makes me wonder if, you know, WWE is oversaturating the market. You know, you have two main shows with Raw and SmackDown, and those are two-hour-long shows. And then you have this rookie show, NXT, which I actually like the idea of having a rookie show. But I would much rather see a Survivor-like show where you have the NXT rookies and it runs for like 10 weeks, let's say. You kick somebody off every week and then, you know, the final show, you have the two wrestlers. One goes to SmackDown, one goes to Raw, and they call it a day. I would much rather see that. But I wouldn't want to see it, though. I don't want to see an NXT go for 52 weeks. You know, I want to see it go for only 10 weeks. Then you have the show off the air, and then you bring it back the following year. That, to me, would be a little more exciting. But unfortunately, you know, they're probably going to keep the show going for a pretty long time. You know, so I don't know. I mean, I think that the point I'm trying to get at with all this is that, you know, 9 hours, you know, 6 to 9 hours of WWE programming is a little too much. You know, it's a little too much to take in. And it's a little too much time to show off all of your main event people, because when you have The Undertaker and HBK and Jericho and Edge appearing on, you know, two different shows, or in Jericho's case, three different shows a week, you know, it kind of makes you get a little sick of him. It really does. And that's not what you want to do. You know, you want to have this character, you know, Vince McMahon, for example, who people hate. But what does he do? He appears once on Raw, that's it. And then you hate him even more when you see him, because you only see him that one time. So, I don't know. Anyway, I guess, like I said, the point I was trying to make, I think they're oversaturating the market. And I think that, you know, I really do think that they should get rid of superstars. And I think that NXT should only run for a few weeks, you know. So, that is that. Anyway, though, might as well go ahead and wrap up the show. First off, I want to say thank you for listening to the show. And do not forget to follow us on Twitter. We are at OffTheMark86. You can follow us there. We, you know, reply and we to every tweet that we get. And, of course, we you know, we ask questions of our fans, see what they think about the product right now, WWE and our show. So, and we also want to give a big thank you to Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting the podcast. And until next time, I'm tagging out.